This is John Thomas again. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. You have difficulty believing the title of the book because you're fat, you're obese, and you're unhappy, and you don't know how you got there, and you don't know how to cure it, you don't know how to make it go away, and no matter what you've done, whatever diet you've gone on, you've gained it back if you ever lost any weight to begin with. So you find it incredible that I say you can weigh whatever you want to weigh. But it's true. It's not a matter of willpower and not a matter of diet. Get that out of your mind. But today we're going to talk about, in this podcast, the foolish and silly things authorities are doing to try to make you thin. Now, one thing they want to do, they're in New York, they want to put the number of calories that every dish has on a menu, whether it's fast food restaurants, regular restaurants, etc. Now, what do they hope to accomplish? They want to tell you that certain things have a lot of calories or fattening. Really? Is that a shock to you? If you go out in a restaurant and you get a dish with gravy or butter or fats or a lot of carbohydrates, is it going to be a shock to you that it has a lot of calories, 400, 500, 600, 700 calories? It can't possibly be. You made yourself fat. What the people don't understand, and all the experts are just giving terrible advice, they want to tell you how to get thin. They want you to cure the symptom. They want to make your weight disappear. If you could have done that, you would have done it. Whether you do tax food next, make it too expensive to eat fried chicken or donuts or ice cream, that's crazy. It will accomplish nothing. It ignores the reason you made yourself fat. Keep in mind, I use the words you made yourself fat because that's exactly what you did. You made yourself fat. And you know you did it? On purpose. It wasn't a shock. You knew you were doing it. You saw it, looked in the mirror, your clothes didn't fit. You bought bigger clothes. Was it a surprise that you gained 30 or 40 or 100 pounds? Of course not. If you could have stopped it, you would have. I tell you very simply, nobody wants to recognize this. The experts all deny it because then they're out of the game because they don't know how to change it. But I do. You gain the weight because you put the food in your mouth on purpose, deliberately. Why? Why would you say? Why are you doing self-inflicted damage? You don't cut yourself with a knife. You don't cut your throat with a razor. You don't slam your hand in a car door. You don't put your fingers in a fire. Why do you make yourself fat? It's really simple. You couldn't help it. They said, oh, well, the experts say, well, John, that's crazy because you have self-control. We have willpower. We're adults. Let's talk about child obesity. No, I want to talk about adult obesity. We'll get to children's obesity later. I will tell you, though, you cure adult obesity. Children's obesity will take care of itself for the same reasons, as you will see. You felt the need to keep putting the food in your mouth. You knew very well it was going to make you fat. And because somebody says, let's put the number of calories on the menu, it's not going to change anything. It might shock you. You might go into a restaurant or a fast food restaurant and you say, wow, that dish has 800 calories. I'm going to do something for 400 calories. That's fine. But let me tell you what you're going to do next. You're going to go home or you're going to go somewhere else and you're going to buy some more food to put in your mouth. This is really important. Remember, you don't want the food in your system. You're not looking to put the food in your system. After you swallow that food, man, it's just gone. You don't think about it anymore. You don't get any pleasure from it anymore. Once the food is swallowed, it is all gone. The entire sensation that you want, that you're fighting to get, that you're jeopardizing your health to get and to have, is to have that food in your mouth. It makes you feel good. If you feel anxious, what do? You put something in your mouth. It makes you feel good. It makes you happy. Piece of candy. Something sweet. Maybe some meat to chew on. It may be whatever food you want. But whatever it is something you have to do, or you wouldn't be doing it. Keep in mind, you made yourself fat. And people want to tell you not to eat certain foods. You already know that. It's not a shock. It's not a surprise. It will accomplish absolutely nothing. All the experts are dealing with your weight. That's crazy. It's a symptom. The weight is just a symptom of the fact that you put too much food into your system. Remember, you did not want that food in your system. You just wanted it in your mouth for a little while. The food is there just for a little while. You didn't do it for logical reasons because logically it's stupid. And you're not that dumb. You're smart. You wouldn't be listening to this if you weren't interested in it. But I will tell you, it is really so simple. Don't be misled by people trying to get you to lose weight. That will no longer be the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom will be, if you want to solve the problem, don't deal with the symptom, deal with the reason that people got fat. The food did not make people fat. Really, everybody said it does. Of course not. You made yourself fat. People made themselves fat. They know exactly what to do in order to stop being fat. That really wasn't hard. Just don't put so much food in your mouth. Why doesn't everybody do it? Why do people still weigh too much? Because they can't help it. You can't help it. It sounds like exoneration. In a way it is. In a way it is. If you could have helped it, you would have done it a long time ago. If you could help it, you never would have made yourself fat. Think about it. It's not that food is irresistible, or there's too much of it around, or it's available. You feel the need to put it in your mouth. I don't have to do it anymore. I've eliminated my emotional need for food, and you can too. It is really simple. You're going to have a disconnect between your emotional need and food. And you'll see, once you eliminate the need to put all that food in your mouth all the time, then eating less, should you choose to do so, isn't that deprivation? Because you don't feel the need to do so to begin with. See, what I'm doing now is not just worrying about the symptom. I know why the symptom's there, and so do you. The symptom is your weight. I know why you're fat. And I know why you won't let yourself be thin. You're not emotionally comfortable being thin anymore. Logically, you'd love to be thin. You won't let yourself be thin. Putting the number of calories on menus is not going to do a thing. Not a thing. It's a waste of time and money. It may be well-intentioned, but so what? You can't deal with the symptom. You've got to deal with the problem. And nobody, literally nobody, is telling you how to deal with the problem. It's not that your body is hardwired. I disagree. Respectfully disagree with people who say so, because you feel a need to do it. People who say it's hardwired, they're telling you that you have no choice. I'm telling you have no choice, but for a different reason, but I'm telling you how to eliminate it. Once you eliminate the need, you don't care about the food. You can't imagine that, but stick with me. I don't want any of your money. This is free. Listen to my podcast. Just do what it says. It's really simple. This is John Thomas. We'll continue this in other podcasts. Goodbye.